Blessed John of Peace, Confessor, Third Order. John Cini was the son of distinguished parents and was born in Pisa in the year 1353. He was a soldier by profession and at one time joined other citizens of his native town in a war against the Florentine Republic. The company to which he was attached fell into an ambush laid by the enemy. Nearly all of his companions were slain, and it was only by a special dispensation of Providence that he escaped unharmed. Filled with gratitude for this favor, he vowed to spend the remainder of his life in the service of God, but since the ties of matrimony prevented him from entering a convent, he joined the Third Order of St. Francis. From that time, he lived a strictly penitential life, wore a heavy iron chain and a belt next to his body, and practiced many other forms of mortification. The greatest part of his time was spent in works of piety and charity. He founded a pious society at Pisa, the members of which contributed regularly to a common fund, which was secretly distributed to poor people who were ashamed to beg. He succeeded in implanting so solid a spirit of charity in this confraternity that as long as the organization existed, which was up to the disturbances of the French Revolution, and at the end of the 18th century, this noble work was continued. John died a blessed death on November 12, 1433, was buried in the cemetery at Pisa. His fellow citizens erected a magnificent memorial over his grave, and the faithful went there in great numbers to invoke his intercession with God. In 1856, his remains were transferred to the Church of the Friars Minor Conventual at Pisa, and Pope Pius IX confirmed his veneration. On care for the timid poor, one, consider how God himself wished to care for the timid poor through his servant, Blessed John. It was providential that when Blessed John wished to devote himself to the service of God, he could not enter a convent because of the ties of matrimony. So he resolved to serve God in the world by serving God's poor, searching out bashful poor people and secretly bringing them alms, all of which he could not have done in a convent. Thus also a charitable confraternity was founded, which continued to exist for 400 years after his death. God still provides for such timid poor by means of similar societies, which the Spirit of God has called into existence, such as that of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. If you possess anything of the spirit of Blessed John, you will be glad to join such charitable organizations and help spread them. Two, consider the several ways in which we can aid the timid poor. We can see to it that alms are sent to them, and the less openly this is done, the more meritorious it will be for us. Better still, it would be to take a poor person into one's employ, even if his work is not so perfect or necessary as that of another. We can encourage other employers to do the same for the love of God. We can see to it that they are promptly paid for their work. If there are children in such families, we can take it upon ourselves to make provision for them. As landlords, we can give them cheaper rent. In all these ways, we are helping the needy and at the same time preserving their sense of self-respect. In cases such as these, have you done to others what you would wish to have done to yourself? Three, consider why this kind of charity is particularly pleasing to God. Generally, there is a greater need in such families than in those whom everybody knows to be poor, and therefore Christian charity requires that we come to their assistance first. By helping them secretly, we shield their honor, on which so much depends. We also preserve their children and perhaps an entire generation from being beggars, a condition which readily passes on to children and the children's children to the great detriment of their souls. These bashful poor are for the most part, people of a more virtuous kind who accept their poverty in the spirit and in the imitation of Christ. The words of Christ are particularly applicable to the good deeds we render such people. As long as you did it to one of these least, my brethren, you did it to me. Matthew 25:40. Prayer of the Church. O God, who did make Blessed John illustrious by his spirit of penance and unusual charity, grant us your servants that following in his footsteps we may check the desires of our bodies and souls, show mercy to the poor here on earth, and thereby merit to receive the imperishable crown of mercy in heaven. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed John of Peace, pray for us.
Thank you.